Welcome to the podcast that opens to the Akash of our human blueprint, so we can be supported to align in our signature and truth, to live and create as the divine, multidimensional humans we are. I hope you enjoy the transmission. Welcome to a half moon alignment transmission. We'll see what comes through when we start. I have some idea of the themes that are likely to be spoken on today, but let's take a moment to let our attention come home into our hearts and centers with intention, to give ourselves a moment to be in the stillness, to be aware of the sensations in the body as a whole, to be aware of the rhythm of the breath that it is happening, and to open to the possibility that in our center and in our heart, there is a still point, the stillness in the movement of the breath, the stillness in the movements of our day, a place we can drop into moment's notice. It's not really a place. The stillness we can drop into with a moment's notice, a space within ourselves that's always there, always available, always waiting, if you like, for us to drop in. Even if it's just for a nanosecond, for a fleeting visit. We don't need to make any excuses to come here. There doesn't have to be a reason or a motivation. Just because this still point in the center of all the movements and rhythms and patterns that are the dance of life happening through us, with us, and as us. This still point is perhaps what connects us to the I that knows itself beyond all the busyness, all the movement, all the thoughts, all the emotions. All the upheavals. All the interactions that make up the moment by moment experience of our waking life. And when we drop into this still point, we reset. We find our zero point, our equilibrium. And we speak of a point, but we can drop into this still point and allow that possibility that when we do, that point opens out and becomes spaciousness. Or perhaps not, but it can, it could. We're giving ourselves that opportunity when we let everything quieten down. We let everything stay as it is, but we come into the place within ourselves that's always quiet, always still. We open ourselves to that possibility of falling into spaciousness, the spaciousness of stillness. And when we bring our body into that,
equation. When we're present with the physicality of our experience, when we're witnessing that physicality of our experience from the still point, allowing it to be as it is, not naming our sensations or attaching stories to them, we include our physical experience in this spaciousness awareness. And this is what I've had on my awareness so much today. I want to bring this up. In 2020, the phenomena of world stillness offered the opportunity to a great many and to human consciousness as a collective to bodily drop into stillness, into that still point, that zero point where the reset happens, where consciousness resets itself from the paradigm of this is separate to I am connected, I am one with all that is. Because in stillness, connection is. Oneness is available. Oneness awareness. Now, the collective consciousness bodily dropping into this zero point generated a phenomena of oneness realization that took place in the body and the correlative physical fields of consciousness, allowing the body's own awareness. Don't want to separate it, but we're making a distinction. The body has its own awareness. So allowing the body's own awareness to drop into and remember itself as vibrationally one within the physical fields of consciousness. These physical fields extend beyond the body. They include our physical universe, the universe the body moves through. This deep remembering produced in the collective consciousness the phenomena of awakening to connectivity in harmony within the physical world. This is like a plane of dimension, a dimension or plane of consciousness, where whatever else is going on in the body's experience of itself, there is also the dimension open of harmony. The body can experience itself in harmony. A resistance here to talk about the coronavirus, but that supported a few to access consciously this dimension of harmony in the field of body consciousness, this resting place. Whether you are one of those who worked consciously with this or not, this dimension that's like, this is a lie to tell the truth, to quote a Terry Pratchett phrase there, a story I prefer to tell the truth. That dimension, which is like it's below or beyond. Lots of layers of experience where the body is experiencing itself in a disconnected state, separate from the landscape it moves through, with the suffering that's included and brought about in those fields of experience, those dimensions of separation. It's like below or lows, which is not really below, but let's go with that. There's that untouched place. But the body is pure consciousness, is energy in a vibrating, in its own field of frequencies. The body is pure consciousness in harmony and in a state of equilibrium. This is not the same as what is manifest physically. This is the body's experience of itself and the opportunity to bodily experience oneness. So this beautiful activation, I've got the phrase mass activation there, but I sort of cringe to use that. But this activation of oneness awareness at the body consciousness level for the collective consciousness of humanity has brought about what will be the continued calling home. And not just a calling home, how we say, emergence of the gifts that have been long asleep in us. There are emerging gifts that come with the remembering that happens when the body remembers itself as one within all that is, one within itself, one within the planet, one within all that is. Some of these gifts can be remembered and are not so long lost. Because when the body transcends its disconnected experience of itself, when awareness has this experience at a body consciousness level, the body is connected within a physical field, and in that, which includes information that reaches out, shall we say, in all directions from the cell of the self, all directions throughout the landscape of consciousness, all directions throughout that field of awareness. It's like we're taking readings. Just as the eyes and the physical senses take readings of our environment when we walk through, distance, spatial awareness, time, obstacles, objects, pathways, maps, navigation, conditions, and so on and so forth. When we're in stillness, without moving, in a state of connectivity, we are actually within a field that is so vast, it's not measurable. The physical field of consciousness is not measurable. It doesn't stop at the boundary of our planet. It doesn't stop at the boundary of our local environment. It doesn't stop at the boundary of the physical body. It's a field of consciousness. It's not unbounded, but it's not measurable. And we can be taking readings from anywhere in that field. We could be taking different kinds of readings. I would suggest this is how we call them the ancients. I don't know quite what we mean when we say that, but in the common sense there, but our ancestors, how did they know what plants to eat? How could we hear sounds over great distances? How do we understand how to work within the earth and transform her resources into our first creations? Was it all blind experimentation in the dark? Or is there a level of consciousness that can interact with its environment from a place of understanding the language? I'm just saying understanding the language is quite right. Because language suggests a distance between what's being said and what's being heard. Whereas what is being awoken within us? And this year, what I'm being shown in the field of the collective consciousness is beautiful. It's like there's a flower bud and there's the petals, the golden petals extending into this arena. Tentative, but undeniable beginnings of reconnecting with this ability, this innate. I say ability or capacity because it's just what is. It's what comes with being connected and bringing connectivity all the way into the physical dimensions, is remembering that we are in constant interconnectivity with the fields through which we move, that fields of consciousness are a landscape like any other, and that we may have forgotten but have within us the innate capacity to recognize the nature of the landscape we move through and the nature of our potential to be in relationship with it in a way that is in equilibrium and in harmony. This can translate as knowing what the flowers, knowing what the qualities of flowers are for, knowing what herbs are for healing, knowing what foods are for eating, like these very basic survival languages. There I go again using that word. But beyond that, there's so much more to flower in us in this field. And I just want to bring this beautiful, it just feels like a golden flower extending its petals in us, like ready to open. And each of us, in a tribe of old, each of us would have had different gifts, different sensitivities. Now, some of us haven't lost those gifts. There are wisdom keepers. In the story of consciousness forgetting itself, each of us, I think, carry a song of remembering where we may have forgotten lots and lots of other things, but we'll have remembered. I have a song of remembering of something that's never left through all our lifetimes and our life cycles and our trajectories of forgetting. Now, in the tribe, there would have been different people with different skills and sensitivities. And we can really relate to that idea that in a tribe, you'd have needed people with different skills for the sake of survival and protection and safety from danger. But what about in a tribe where you, your skills aren't about physical survival and protection and safety from danger, where they're not about fighting the foe, but remembering, but about acting on the inspiration to co-create with the physical universe from a position of harmony and equilibrium, remembering connectivity, the self, the I as one within all that is, to co-create and not always to avert disaster or solve the problems we made in the mess of forgetfulness, of disconnectivity and separation. But because of beauty, because we're here, because this is, in a place beyond need, beyond necessity, these are the higher callings of creativity. I am enough. I have done enough. In this moment, I have enough. In the spaciousness that comes when we drop bodily into that place, that state of beingness, where enoughness is, inspiration comes also, because creation also is, and we are breathed by this. We are part of the breath of life, breathing itself. We are part of creation. Every part of us is renewed moment to moment. Life is. And when we're not controlling it or fearing it or constructing from a place of not feeling we are part of it fully, when we're telling life what it should be rather than listening to what it is, we can become deaf. But when we let go of telling life what it should be, and we let all our preconceptions fall away, we drop into that needlessness state of enoughness. Inspiration has space to emerge in us. And I am so interested and excited by this moment and the potential for what could unfold from this collective reconnectivity of remembering that we are bodily one within, with all of life, with all that is. What are we going to create? What's going to emerge through us, inspire us into action, inspire us into joyful direction? It's like joyful direction. What goals are going to emerge in the goalless state where no goal is needed? What ambitions can take shape? We are at this precipice of a creative, it's like a waterfall almost. It's like I want to say surge, because that suggests pushing and force, and that's not. It's more like when there are so many flowers in a bush, they tumble over a wall. You know, this feels like when I feel into the field, the collective consciousness, this is the sense I have with us now. So many flowers, we're tumbling over the wall. We've And it's beautiful because it's reconnecting me with that innocence of creativity, the softness of allowing. The softness that comes from being connected to that infinite inner resource where we're energized from within, because we're listening within. We're allowing our inspiration to blossom within. And we're nurtured in our creating. With that, we open those. We are much more open to being nurtured, nourished, resourced, as well as, and held. It's not like there's just one thing that I've got to do and it's got to be this, and if I don't do this, I'll fail. We're in a field beyond failure, field of flowers beyond failure. There are choices. It's safe to choose. It's safe to open to possibility, to let go of needing to know the precise, exact, only thing that I could possibly be doing now, because everything else would be out of alignment. But there are many things in alignment. The other beautiful emergence with this is that the body consciousness extends, if you like, into this I am awareness, is included or dissolves its sense of separation. That's the best I can really, for me, it's what it feels like. There's this trusting the bodily impulses, the animal instincts, the bodily impulses, what we feel like we want, what we think we could do, how we're impulsed to move and act. Those things will move in us very physically, potentially. Though we may direct them from the mind, they do have a home in our physicality. Our impulses, our instincts, what we feel we want. And there's this opportunity this year to really climb down off the anxieties that come from some of those internal conflicts of trying to battle against the body's impulses and wants and desires, of going to war with what the body wants, because what it wants is destructive or harmful, or what we think the body wants is destructive or harmful, or what we think we want doesn't take us in the direction we think we want to be going. You know, there's this, I'm not promising a miracle resolution in the field of addictions or, you know, unhealthy appetites or anything like that, just support. More of support to drop out of the field of conflict and trust more and more and listen more and more for those higher desires, if you like, those aligned impulses and those healthy appetites that can emerge alongside all the ones we think aren't so supportive for us and what we want. And as we place our attention more on those aligned impulses and those healthy appetites, those unhealthy ones get to fall away without us necessarily needing to go into a tug of war, battle with them, and overcome the enemy within. Because the enemy within is transforming. Perhaps there really is no enemy within. So that's what's here now. I really wanted to let those words come and It would be, I wonder what your experience is now, whether you've touched something of this, how it shows up for you. Where is excitement in you around the possibilities of this emerging new resonance in our natural human blueprints as we live more fully the divine lives that we're humanly made for? And I, by divine, I really don't mean perfect. I'm the first to say I really don't mean perfect. No, that's it. I'm looking, but there's nothing else. So thank you. Thank you so much. Here's to us and this brave and beautiful journey that we've elected to be here for. Here's to possibilities and creativity and walking the dream. Into being. Bye for now.
I hope you enjoyed the transmission. To find out more about Blueprint Akash sessions, or maybe join the live events, you can go to infinityresonance.com and get in touch.